This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. An investigation into the shooting death of a man by Thornton police closed Interstate 25 for much of Labor Day morning. Police did not share details on why the man was shot, but they reported he died at a hospital. The investigation is ongoing. No officers were injured. Northbound and southbound lanes of I-25 were closed at 84th Avenue and Thornton Parkway, according to CDOT and the Thornton Police Department. Voters in Glenwood Springs will decide whether to increase the taxes on overnight lodging to improve the town's critical shortage of housing. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
If approved by voters in November, overnight stays at hotels, short-term rentals, and other lodging would increase by 2.5%, an estimated $2.5 million a year. The money would create a workforce housing fund to address housing needs. The city council voted to put the question on the ballot at the recommendation of local residents, who represent nonprofits, local businesses, the Roaring Fork School District, and more. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver Metro home values fell for the second consecutive month in August. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says in a report that interest rates are behind the declines. Still, the median home value in the area, which includes Boulder and Broomfield, is $579,000, which is up significantly from a year ago. Right now in Denver, it's 91 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 76. And in Grand Junction, it's 97 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.